I don't understand why. Wow, it shakes now. Can we get the other one back?
Bok, 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 bok.
My bad, Susan. That was picked up on the mic for sure. I'm sorry.
Boo, boo, boo.
Mina, look at that one try. Not bad, Susan. Thank you. What's going on, beautiful people? How's everybody doing? Thank you for being here. Welcome back. We're going to get into the show. Supposed to be here yesterday, but today was my son's graduation, and I was so just caught up in that. So we'll talk about that. Let's get into the show. Let's play some music. Let's get into it. We're almost at 500. It's pretty awesome. Can't believe I made it this far. Should be further than that. I know Lerner tell you the show is canceled because I don't do it as often. It's not canceled. I promise you, we're very much here. But let's do this. Got some topics. I don't tell jokes at the beginning anymore because there's nothing too funny to talk about at the beginning. Rest in peace to my boy Ricky.
Oh God. Okay.
Oh boy.
I do it on my lonely.
Oh
when
God.
You on top, it get lonely. Yeah. I do it on my lonely. When you on top, top, it get lonely. Yeah, yeah. It's on me. I got a plan. It's on me. I got my fans. It's on me. I got my guns. It's on me. I got my cash. It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. It's on me. I got a plan. It's on me. I got my fans. It's on me. I got my guns. It's on me. I got my cash. It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac.
Why?
It's all eyes on me.
I hit shorty in the whip. She yelling Thug Life.
That's the shit that I like. I can't pass that night. Life short, we gon' live it up. And that's for sure, we ain't never giving up. I'm never satisfied,
never had enough.
Can't do nothing.
It's cause saving me. Cause saving me in live 01. That shit hurt my throat. Pause. What is happening? What's happening? What's going on, beautiful people? Okay, I'm a little messed up. Been watching Baby Reindeer at night. Terrible decision. Started off cool and intriguing, very interesting, and it just got weird. The dude was getting tossed around by this redheaded dude that kind of looks like, kind of favors the comedian. So now I can't look at that comedian the same no more. You know what I'm talking about? The redheaded Hollywood or London guy that was drugging old boy, he looks like that comedian. It's fucked up because I really like that comedian. Oh, I just found out we supposed to submit to what? I'm not doing that. Last time I streamed on TikTok, they kicked me off for like 17 weeks. I'm not doing that again. But yeah, Baby Reindeer broke my head, bro. Broke my head. Not really a fan of that type of television. I really don't care for that type of, like, all that shit to me is weird. I'd rather watch drug stories and at least sitcoms that are written by people that have something better to give to society than psychotic episodes of, I don't know, bro. That guy's life is a mosh posh of shit. Not for me to judge, but we in here. So, Chad, look at me. I'm over here stumbling. I keep on falling. No. In and out of love. Hell no, ain't no love in this house. Are you crazy? ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. We have a lot of topics. Don't become a dentist on the flim flam. Anyway, let's get into this. Where are we starting at? Here we go. Welcome to the Xavier Live Show. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back. This is episode 495 or 96. We're almost at 500. Welcome back, where we dive into the whirlwind of headlines and unravel the tales that captivate our world. Today's episode takes us on a journey through the, what does that say? Unprobable or improbable? Yo, really? I can't believe that they use words that I couldn't pronounce. The improbable, it's improbable. I know, but it looks like it says improbable. I don't got my contacts on. I'm sorry. Don't judge. And 95% of Americans can't read. 98. Today's episode takes on a journey through the improbable, from the audacious promise to become a dentist in just 2 days to the tumultuous downfall of the Charlo brothers. And we'll explore the heartaches of Logan and George from the Impulsive podcast. Let's jump into that lightly, as well as the buzz that's surrounding Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Damn, them Paul brothers love to stay in the headlines. They do it very well as a unified team that doesn't even realize they're doing it well. I have an Ace Ventura t-shirt on that I found in my closet. I think I wore it before. I don't know. The tags were still on it, so I might have to. Anyway, join us as we uncover the mystery behind the portal in New York City and in Ireland, in which I believe has been shut down day one. And we'll dive into the curious case of Meek Mills and that bunny hop. Not the cool bunny hop that you do on a bike. Just that little weird shit he was doing. I never in my life. Plus, we'll examine the systematic shift in the financial landscape with regulating credit card fees and Target departures from the Pride movement. Get ready to be entertained, informed, and perhaps even astonished. Shout out to ChatGPT as we navigate through the twists and turns of today's headlines. Welcome to the Xavier Lavo Show. Beautiful people. People been stealing my beautiful people. It frustrates me. I've been saying, what's going on, beautiful people, for like 26 years. That's just what I've always said. And I hate that everybody, I should have trademarked it when I was 3.5 years old. But anyway, what's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back. My name is Xavier, and I will be your host with talent on loan from God. I got that from who I thought was my, in my head, it was a role model in talk radio. And then Joe Rogan said that Rush Limbaugh took so many damn Percocets that he lost his hearing because of it. That's crazy. He was popping like 90 of them bitches a day. But I love Rush Limbaugh, and he's still my mentor in my head. And rest in peace to the boy. Bust a couple shots for Rush Limbaugh. I know y'all might not know him, but that's he did this talk thing better than me. And I just strive to be better every day. Okay, we got a couple of topics that we will get into. But first, I definitely got to say, has anybody else realized how quickly the Charlo brothers have just completely fallen apart and disappeared? I've realized that I really come in here and I talk about fighting very often. I need to leave my fighting commentary to Two-Tone the Superstar. If you don't know who Two-Tone the Superstar is, that young man, he does the fighting and the combat sports world justice. Shout out to you, my boy. I believe he's Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah, hermano, ya tú sabes. We always got to do that. Don't do that, loner. I'm glad you're here. I missed your pretty face. But the Charlo brothers are really going through it. One of them's getting arrested. The other one lost his belt. I really don't know why or what's going on, but pray for them, I think. Javante got a fight coming up. That's awesome. Let me tell you something. The other fighter that you fight isn't supposed to tell the world that you cheated. He doesn't know that information because he's a fighter. He doesn't work for the doping and anti-doping establishment. Meaning Devin Haney cannot keep telling everybody how much of a cheater Ryan Garcia is. You can't. You've made up the allegations. You've defuted the allegations. He said it wasn't true. Nobody knows. It's all bullshit. The commission is not even involved yet. I don't even know what's going on. I saw Chael Sonnen covering it, and 1 minute he said he was cleared, the next he said he wasn't. If Ryan Garcia isn't cleared, too late. We're moving on. We have shit to do. Way too many things going on right now. I promise you. It's not even worth going back and forth with it. Now, I'm honestly almost always completely blown away by how people can stay relevant and trending. It's hard and pretty flawless for someone like Joe Budden. And the fucking these damn Paul kids. Logan is trending again, and he's out here again due to a breakup that he had with one of his old podcast mates, George Janko. George left Impulsive, the Impulsive podcast, and started his own podcast. Now, George is a great dude, I guess. I don't know him personally. All I can tell you is what I saw. Now, George had an episode with Mike. Mike is pretty awesome. But in the episode, George basically just laid out all his beefs with Logan without Logan being there to defend himself. And in complete honesty and all reality, George is the kid that happenstancely was around the kids that popped off for cool shit. Don't get offended by this at all. This happens. George was meant to be what he's going to be. Unfortunately, the realm and in the environment that Logan and them operate in wasn't for him. You could tell. He's just too nice of a guy. Like, that's a very cutthroat business. But there's nobody that in a year and a half that makes over $250,000 can complain about much of anything. Like, I don't care how hard the gig is, but yeah, when Logan did his response video to what George said, it's kind of hard to get upset at that. You got paid very well, about $2,000 an hour. You're supposed to do a show twice a week and hang out with cool people and travel the world. Do better for the show. When the mic is on, this is a character. When the mic is off, you probably never even see me. George didn't know how to maintain the course. And he could have started his own show and stayed on Impulsive because Logan doesn't really look like the... Logan isn't an asshole. I think just Logan gets into a lot of shit because he's trying a lot of things. And when people try a lot, they fail a lot. I can't believe I just defended Logan. Holy shit. Jake's fighting Mike. Jake's huge. Pause. Holy shit. That was flagrant. Jake is 6'3", 230. Mike Tyson is my height now. Mike Tyson looks like he's 5'6", 175. I don't give a fuck what them videos look like. Mike might die. Holy shit. We might really witness this. I hope he doesn't. I really hope he doesn't. I'm going to cover the Portal story, but I'm going to tell you how stupid that Portal story was. Just the even. Oh my God. Atlanta. It's got to be Atlanta. Y'all giving out dentist licenses on the Flim Flam? Just a day and a weekend and a half, and you could do veneers. You see why I don't do my teeth? It terrifies me. I'm going to end up toothless. I doubt it. Not toothless. But I'm going to end up going to Mexico. Just have to. Be like, oye, ¿qué onda? Doing my teeth, please. Because they're getting flim-flam licenses in Atlanta to be veneer techs. What the fuck is a veneer tech? Wait, what are you talking about? What's good? That I'm going to get my teeth fixed? I'm only doing it because of the show. You know how I'm against this? My grandmother would tell me to never get plastic surgery, and I listen to that lady. I'm going to look like one of them stupid Claremont twins if I start this shit. I promise. Oh, man. There was a couple things that occurred over the week that I wanted to cover that was surprising. The fact that the president is trying to stop credit card fees. You know what bothers me about banks? I don't use banks. I use a bank that doesn't charge you fees. And I'm not going to be ashamed to tell you. I use Chime. You want to know why? Because I have held large amounts of money, little amounts of money, and those people don't charge you for maintaining your money. It's pretty amazing, right? I've always been frustrated that I would put my hard-earned money in the bank and I'm paying fees to the bank for whatever it is. And I'm not talking about like late drafts and shit like that. No, no, no. Your yearly fees. Wells Fargo would always have some weird ass, oh, if you don't keep, because we had business accounts, you would have to keep like $5,000 to $10,000, sometimes more, to avoid fees. Why do I have to keep that large amount of money? I hate it being so dry. Pause. It was weird how banks operated to me. And as a business person, the way that we were making money in furniture, I needed my money quick. I hated the looks. It wasn't for me. Chime, I didn't use them for my businesses. I just used them for personal banking and just because it's free. I like free. If I'm giving you my money to hold, support me. Support me. Biden did something that didn't work out, but we'll talk about it and see. You feel me? I'm not good at credit. I actually have really bad credit, even being a homeowner multiple times. Let me tell you why. Because I do this really bad thing, buying shit in cash. Don't buy things in cash. It's actually been my biggest downfall, my biggest detriment to my life, that I grew up with a grandfather from before the boomers, and that dude spent cash on, like, he walked around with $500 cash with a rubber band always, and he was like, if it costs more than this, I don't need it. And I'm like, what? Who operates in that fashion? I used to do that stupid shit too. You lose money all the time. It's really not a great thing to do, but I didn't spend credit. Like, I would go buy the $5,000 TV cash. I would go get the rims cash. We go buy a car, cash, or make payments and then cash it out. Bad habit. And when you find out that when you spend $18,000 on jewelry and you go back to sell it, they're only going to give you like $10,000, $9,000, maybe even $5,000 for your jewelry. You end up with a top drawer with about $500,000 to $1.5 million of jewelry that's the money you spent. Not the money it's worth. The little diamonds they put in them are fucking worthless. The gold is worth more than the stupid diamonds. It's just a lot of stupid shit I didn't learn. But Chime does really good things for you, including credit building. The secure credit card is actually pretty awesome. You can put as much as you want in it. Mine's got about, loaners has about 20K in it, he told me. And he keeps about 20K in it, and he just rotates that, and you don't even have to make payments on it. You just literally put that amount in the credit card and then just go spend it. And then they charge you at the end of the month accordingly. So if you know what date they're going to bill you or clock you, put as much money as you can in it so that it can show that you have a large amount. I promise you. It's good. It's a thing. What else? We'll talk about that. Target moving away from Pride was kind of weird. That shit that Meek Mill said, I still don't buy. And then I was going to talk about a couple of things that occurred with AI at grocery stores. I don't know how y'all feel about AI checking you out. Pause. But AI will be doing checkouts at the stores. They'll be able to scan the carts, you know, almost instantaneously. I don't know if you use Walmart Plus, but you use your phone to check out. You don't even go to the register. You just leave. There's like a little area for you at the Express Walmart Plus lane. You walk, you beep, paying out, and the card is on the phone already. Like, you don't do anything. You literally just beep your phone and walk out. It's the dopest shit ever. Walmart created something that finally works. On top of the deliveries being amazing and always being on time, except one time, one bad experience. Everything else has been spectacular. I love when the shoppers get my, okay, here's my one Walmart Plus gripe, and I want y'all to be mad with me. How come they don't steal for you? No, feel me. Like, I got garlic, and he could have just, hey, yo, my boy, they didn't have the garlic, but just throw the garlic in the bag. Hey, yo, my boy looks like he likes juju beans. Give me a pack of juju beans on the low, dog. Just hook me up. Just get me some chips. Come on. You see me. I'm buying food every day. Just give me something on the flim flam. Go take something. Steal me some grapes. Give me an onion. One thing of onion. Cilantro. Anything. Just steal for me. That's the one downfall of Walmart Plus. They don't steal for you. There's still one. I'm not even good at stealing. I'm asking you to steal. I want to text them like, hey, yo. Don't pay for the oxtails. Just throw that shit in the bag. Go outside, bro. Don't pay for the oxtail. Ring it up, $3. I was at Walmart not that long ago, and I met this dude from New York that just did like 27 years. He didn't tell me what he did, but he said he came home from Rikers, and he was just fine. I believed him. He rang up my $150 brisket for $349 as a AA battery. I hugged him. Security followed me out, but I hugged him. According to Complex, Meek Mill claims that awkward Mike Rubin moment where he was doing the bunny hop came from a game that he played in prison with killers. The first comment on Twitter was from a little boy that had an uncle, a father, and a stepfather all doing 20 plus years in prison for bodies, and they'd never done no bunny hip hop dance. Meek Mill, we don't talk about jail here, but you're a liar. You're a liar. Nobody believes you. Tell me what killer you said, hey, killer, go do yumpy yak like that. Yumpy yak. No, you didn't do that. Not with that dry ass hair. Shut the fuck up. Okay, in New York City, they decided that they were going to put up a TV screen with a live stream to Dublin. And in Dublin, they had a TV screen with a live stream from New York. This is fucking amazing. I just want to tell y'all. Oh, that's
as you can see, the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
Basically.
And also, if you stay down here and you never fuck around,
what happens?
You'll never find out.
You feel me? New York City decided to open up a portal. Unfortunately, it was just a TV screen with a bunch of asshole people on both sides. Except that the Americans were actually pretty nice. She was just showing her. And the dudes in Dublin, or the people in Dublin, were like showing pictures of 9/11. That's not nice. You're not nice, laddies and lassies. It's not nice at all. Some OnlyFans model went over there and busted open to ruin it for everybody. But let's get into the story from CNN. Stories out of CNN didn't take long. As a matter of fact, less than a week after two public sculptures featuring a live stream between Dublin, Ireland, and New York City debuted. Inappropriate behavior and real-time interactions between people in the two cities have prompted a temporary shutdown. Well, there's no sound, so you don't know what they're saying. So they're over there, and I'm sure it sounds like, oh, look at... No, I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get in trouble. Every time I do shit like this, I get in trouble. Oh, look at me, Lucky Charms. Some shit like that. And they're like, oh, fucking New York and Lucky Charms in New York. And they're mad at New Yorkers. And New Yorkers over there, like, getting sturdy and shit. You know how New Yorkers be. All of a sudden, you're going to hear, show turn? You got kid, what's his name? With the hat? can't believe Flip ain't gone over there and cooked a burger in front of the portal. Anyway, whatever's happening in front of the portal has really caused public outrage. Because an OnlyFans model pulled out her and then those little kids were showing like the towers getting hit by the planes. It's wild. The two sculptors, the portals, are round lens-like installations. They're just big-ass circles that looks like you could walk through it. It's just a TV. The installation has a 24/7 video allowing residents and visitors in two cities to interact with each other. Social media videos have shown people flashing body parts to the other people on the other side of the installation. Although it does not include audio, they've been using the text on their screens to talk to each other. The creators of the sculptures are now investigating possible technical solutions to... You know what? Hold on. Let's stop there. This is when AI would come in. And you need a delay. I don't know who thought that a live stream would work. This is going to cost money because people will do things. Like, I can't believe some dude ain't walk by and go, like, that's just what, or like, pull out their butt. I don't know. Like, this is shit that kids do. Like, look at my ass. Butthole. Just funny. It's funny because it's a fucking camera 24/7 to somewhere we will never go type shit. Like, Dublin's beautiful. I don't know how they speak out there. I just thought it was funny to say the Lucky Charms thing. You're from London. They don't fucking have a portal in London. Get over it. Go to Dublin then. Go to the portal in Dublin. I'll go to New York and I'll be waiting for you in New York. Okay. So President Biden hasn't really done much, but I got to cover it when he's doing something and something that may actually help the people. Now, putting a flat fee on credit card fees and how that all works really, it frustrates me because I don't know how that would be regulated. But I do remember quite long ago, I was banking with Wells Fargo, as we were talking earlier, for not only my businesses, but for personal banking needs. Now, the thing about Wells Fargo that I loved at the time was the personal touch. It was very, very hands-on. And that was great. What I didn't like is that I heard a story while I was in my, I'm a new business owner. I'm getting loans. I'm talking to people. I'm talking to people about business plans and I'm trying to figure out how to make money and how to monetize properly my business and how to do something that's not going to take such a big loss in my first year. And I read an article that Wells Fargo made like $7 billion in overdraft fees. Do you know how much money that is to charge people that don't have money a fee for not having money? I've always been of the belief, if I don't have it, why you let me swipe it, right? I'm dead ass. That's my biggest issue. Just if I don't have it, don't swipe it. Like, don't allow it if it's not there. Not a problem. I've always had something, but to know that there's billions and billions and bro, how many people are paying, what is it, $38? $38 for being a $2 or $3 short, $4 short, $5 short, when they could just do whatever Chime does and let you do a spot me. Chime has all types of cool stuff. You can send people $5 and hold them down. You can send your people money quick. Chime is dope. But this Chime was 10 years removed from when I was reading this article. This article was in 2013, 2014. The idea that these businesses were making so much money off of late fees, well, it made me want to start having late fees. So I started charging all my members late fees that would come to my store and buy furniture because that's the only way you make billions, duh. I didn't do that. I didn't. I never utilized the late fee thing. That's weird. We would just come take the furniture. I had repo men, duh. But knowing that President Biden is attempting to regulate fees is interesting. There's been a couple other junk fees they've been trying to regulate. Again, these are very interesting terms, but I don't know what they mean. I'm so sorry. You would have to verify, identify, and quantify what junk fees are. Now, dealerships have a lot of junk fees. That I could completely agree with. But everything else in life, you have to really be meticulous and study and verify what you're saying because you can't tell me how to run my business. I can charge you a fee for what I feel like is a feeable thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, CBS News. A federal judge in Texas Friday temporarily, I don't know why I said it like that. A federal judge in Texas Friday temporarily halted a Biden administration rule that would cap credit card late fees at $8, about a quarter of what they are now. credit card companies receive about $14 billion in late payment fees per year, according to the Consumer Finance. Listen, $14 billion in late fees? I just got hit with a late fee. I got a new credit card because I'm trying to build my credit. I paid it on the day. And they hit me with a $30 late fee for paying it the day of. Yeah, I'm a part of that $14 billion. That's why I covered this. I wouldn't mind a no fee because I paid the shit. But yeah, maybe an $8 fee would be nice as opposed to that $30 fee, which I still got to call them back for. There was a couple of Vegas stories that I wanted to cover, but I like OD Vegas. The other episodes, I didn't want to keep OD in Vegas. It's hot again in Vegas, and it's going to take some time to get used to. My baby graduated this morning. I cried the whole time. They sang the You Got a Friend in Me song. I cried like a baby. Oh, my cortisone. I'm so proud of my son, and he inspires me to do better, and that's why I'm even here today. I was honestly down again, and I really wasn't doing... I'm just not good right now. And just watching my baby graduate, it just put a fire in my step. I want to make him proud. Like, I'm so proud of what he's been able to accomplish in this year of school for him, his first year of school, but is he proud of me? And that question has been fucking me up all day. Back when my other kids were in school, I was doing things, and I felt more accomplished. The older I get, it doesn't feel that way anymore. So I got to come up with something, and I got to stay active. So we got some podding to do, and I got some music to put out. Got to make sure it's good. I'm not going to cry, I swear to God. Anyway, one last story, and I think that's it. Conor McGregor generated $25 million. $20 million. $20 million gate for UFC 303. Wow. Congratulations to Conor and the UFC. What a bag. 8 News Now. So, Target's moving away from Pride. Target confirmed Friday that it won't carry Pride Month merchandise at all stores in June after the discount retailer experienced a backlash and lower sales over its collection honoring LGBTQ plus communities. Target, which operates roughly 2,000 stores, said that decisions about where to stock Pride-themed products, including adult appeal, home goods, foods, and beverages, would be based on guest insight and consumer research. A Target spokesperson declined the disclosure of the number of the stores where the merchandise will not be available, but the company said it will said its online shop would offer a full assortment. This is the first move, and it was reported by Bloomberg. How many other companies are going to follow? And I wonder what really happened. I thought this was a big generator of money. I'm curious to see what comes next. If you don't know, consumerism has created holidays. It is what it is. Every month it's a different holiday. Every month is a different theme. Every month you have to spend some money for some bullshit. It's just what they do. Don't let them fool you. Enjoy your holidays your way. I'm going to say that now. Enjoy them your way. Puerto Ricans get one day in the park in June. And Pride came and took it. So we still get our one day in the park in June. Shout out to all my Puerto Ricans. And that's the show. All right. Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, Lauren, how'd I do?
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good.
Conquer it.
Y'all got one more plus in the
stick. Yeah. Why we gotta start like this? Why you tell me I can't hit? She know that I won.
All right, y'all. That's the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming out. No, I appreciate y'all. Hold up.
Trying to suck soul out of me.
Saying that she doing this.
Cushy.
Me.
Hey.
I'm a one and only.
I'm in it like I came to collect.
Like she lost a bet. It be so wet. Try not to break the bet. Try not to give her a kid. Pull out, I make a mess. Just let them hang.
All right, Joe. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. I thought that was pretty good. Oh, God.
Send your ex.
Hey.
All we do is flex. Rose gold on our necks. Diamonds crusty like the edge on the bridge. Can you keep the 100? Every day we stay stunting. To me, girl.